wet 2015 with Darren and Paul and Faking.com and this bloke called PJ Harvey. Now, I did that deliberately because last time I met you, I called you PJ Harvey. But I was very drunk, and, you know, it's understandable, as you will understand.
It's an answer to most things. He would stop thief on a bad day.
It is, of course, PJ Wright, him of Tradar, and been busy with some Fotheringay gigs as well. Tell us about that. Has it been good? Or?
It was fabulous. How did that occur? With knowing Jerry Donahue, and in fact he plays on the Tradar album, did a couple of guitar solos, he's guested with Johnny England a couple of years ago, and for some bizarre reason, he called me up and said, I won't do the imitation, that he was getting Fotheringay together, the box set's coming out, and would I care to be the pantomime Trevor Lucas?
You must have pinched yourself.
I thought he was going to say something else. Pinch and all sorts. Jerry had seen Catherine and Sean a couple of times, and then he approached her to see if she fancied being the piano bothering Sandy. And I don't know how Sally Barker appeared as the guitar bothering Sandy.
Yeah.
But good call, both. Sally's here today, actually.
Catherine doing all the choir tracks, and Sally doing all the rock tracks. It worked brilliantly.
Oh, Sally's certainly very rock. Comparing diaries and getting free time when everyone coincides is the tricky one.
Yeah. Well, I noticed on stage this afternoon it was a little bit like the folk rock belt of Oxfordshire all coming on stage, and all the guests coming on as well.
About the album occurred in that Mark and I chipped away at it for a year or so on the premise of coming to that kind of 1970s English folk rock styling, because that's what, you know, it's Fairport Steel Eye, it's the large footprint that they made. I still can't get enough of, but we thought we'd do that but record it in a very swish styly with all the amenities of modern recording technology. Guy, me, Mark, Jolly the bass player. Yeah, so, and Gareth's on the record anyway, so, yeah, I guess the core somewhere deep down there. And it's the album that the Johnnies always wanted to do, was a traditional, all traditional. And we said, oh, we could call it Tradar. And that's the name that kind of stuck on the recording sessions. And
on stage today, it was a bit of a case of it wasn't on there, though. That's what you know, the whole lot was so many people on there. When you recorded that, obviously you weren't all in the studio, it was all done by the wonders of modern science.
No, because the studio is about this big, not a large room.
So you all did your little bits, a bit like Fairport's last album.
It was recorded later, drum track, and then you build it. But that was kind of the idea, with the kind of Steely Dan idea of picking the right player. I mean, we've got two or three different bass players, just, you know, the right feel, the right man for the job, really. Because of that, on an occasion like this, when everyone's about, ask him up. They did. Didn't they?
It's a very brave thing to do, because, you know, even experienced pros like you all are, without a doubt, it's got to be to have a nerve-wracking buzz on it. Because, you know, it only takes one or two to do, like, a bum no or fry it slightly out of key. When you've got that many people on stage,
it must be a nightmare. Bum nose,
do we? No, I mean, if you're not used to sort of gelling together in it must be... I'd be kind of a bit...
I suppose the largest mass that we had were melodeon players. Now,
aren't they just...
Melodeon players, we did two Morris tunes. They all, every melodeonist in the world knows those tunes. So, in fact, at a few places that we played, we'd call people up from the turf and say, come on, join Princess Royal on the Sting. Now, every melodeon player knows the correct tune. And they say that all the other melodeon players haven't got it quite right. I mean, that's kind of the joy of a few boxes playing. Is a few grace notes flying out the side.
It's like, oh, well, is that the Irish version or the English version? Oh, well, I knew somebody like the Shetlands who did it like this, and before you know it's like, not quite the same.
Oh, here it's two villages away. That's not the modern version. No, it's the 4 miles up the road. Totally different
village version. Yes. Yeah. Oh, well, in the Morris, Hatsworth and Morris, we do it different to that, you know, it's like, you know.
Marion
Fleetwood, so how did she get involved in that?
Ah, well, was a track that needed a female voice. Little Johnny England were playing at Wimborne Festival. Mark and I were sat in the bar. The Gigantics were playing.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Plotting and scheming the next day's recording, actually, which was the day after. And we'd known Marion for yonks, and she's played fiddle with the Johnnies and seen in various fiddle and string bothering situations. And then we had this voice. And I looked at Mark, and we wandered out to the back of the nose pressed against the glass door, to the back of the hall. And it was Marion, this incredible noise coming out. I'd never heard her sing before, you see. So we kind of looked at each other and said, sign her up. Cool, yeah, she's the one.
Oh, yeah.
And we got on terribly well.
Yeah,
and about halfway through the recording, Greg, a similar style, he made an album at Mark's studio just previous to when we'd gone in there at the beginning. And he kind of insinuated his material and himself amongst us. And then there came a point about halfway through, and it was just taking shape. And people said, well, we could do this, we could take this out, play it live. And we thought, actually, yeah, there's only 5, 6 of us there, fine. But then when we finished the album with Hammond organ, and then the string quartet appeared, and just got to do that. So
I saw a very funny promo video that was
where a guy gets his Oscar.
Yeah,
actually not saying anything. Well, Guy is our screen star. The camera loves Guy. Yeah. He's just such a demon on stage. I'm sure he will be nominated. that was I think the first thing we put out was just a few tracks cut in with a bit of natter. But,
so panning out then, moving forward, you've got obviously the Fotheringay tour, but then you've got Tradhaar tour as well.
Tours booked with Tradhaar. It's not the kind of thing that we can put night after night after night. We have to hit, again, both the diary problem and people's availability, but also it's festivals where it's going to be easy for us to appear and pull people out the crowd.
So it's just going to be saved for festivals, is it?
I think we'll lift the festivals next year.
Okay.
I mean, any live big-ish stage, because there's a lot of us. We did a warm-up in a fairly small venue in Milton Keynes a couple of weeks ago.
It really was.
That's on the internet now. That's up on YouTube.
Really?
And it's not bad. Okay. I thought it was a bit dodgy, but listening back to it, I mean, it's very apparent that we ordered it. But notwithstanding crowdedly, English is a second language. I think we've... That stage is fabulous. We played the Mill the night before.
Yes.
And yes, it worked in that. So no small clubs, I'm afraid. It's not feasible.
So how did you rehearse this? Did you just do it
exhaustively?
Sound checks, rehearsal, was it? That sort of thing.
In my home, in my village, we have a sports club pavilion, which is basically... It actually is 2 old scout huts nailed together.
Right, so you all go there.
We inhabit that.
Fantastic. Because you obviously would need that.
A free and available place for us, which is just wonderful. Yeah. It's so great that we can get in there. And we put in quite a few hours.
Oh, as tight as a duck's.
Yeah, it's getting there. The thing is, when you've got all those unfretted instruments, it can start off sounding a bit like the school orchestra. To be avoided at all costs. But now we're all in tune and it's all happening.
It was brilliant.
Our efforts have gone into Tradhaar, really.
And all these big stages you're doing, you haven't fell off the stage at all?
Not yet.
To happen, hasn't it?
I haven't had my anti-gravity moments.
Yeah. Okay, so any promoters listening, let's get some Little Johnny England gigs.
Get them in,
come on, we are surprisingly affordable at the moment.
Excellent. All right, well, thanks for talking.
Thanks for talking.
No, you're right at the end of it today, so thanks.
Enjoy the rest of
To the bar.
To the bar.
Thanks, mate. Cheers.